Brighton Festival 2017. All of the news, reviews, and what not to miss at Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb. The only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.
Brighton Festival is working with Nabokov Theatre and the festival's guest director, Kate Tempest, to assemble and mobilise the Storytelling Army. That's a collective of local people from all walks of life, including those who are homeless or vulnerably housed. Well, they're inspired by Kate Tempest's theme of the everyday epic, and they're going to be doing pop-up performances right across Brighton. You'll find them at the local supermarket, they'll be on the street corner, or even on the top deck of a bus. I went to the Cascade Cafe on Baker Street, which welcomes people in recovery, to meet some of the people getting involved in it.
My name's Steph O'Driscoll, I'm the artistic director of Nabokov, and I am putting together a storytelling army for the Brighton Festival.
What's the idea of the Storytelling Army?
The idea of the Storytelling Army is to find a way to make the arts less elite and more social. So the army will pop up all over Brighton, whether that is on a top deck of a bus or on the level or in Sainsbury's on London Road, with the idea that if we share our stories, we will get to understand each other just a little bit more and have empathy for one another. And the reason why they pop up is so that people can experience them on their everyday lives. So whatever they're doing, that you do not need any money to access art, because, well, a lot of art is really expensive. You need 50 quid to go into a theatre, into a building that might even actually feel alienated to you. And the idea is that everyone's story is important to be told. Actually, there's a lot of stories that are not told on our TV screens and on our stages. And so this is an opportunity for people from all walks of life to share their stories.
And where have you recruited your army from?
We're working with different communities. So we're working with Cascade Recovery. It's an amazing cafe on Baker Street. And we're running sessions every Saturday, doing storytelling performance workshops with them. We're also working with Clock Tower Sanctuary, which are 16 to 25 vulnerably housed and homeless young people. And working with a company called Miss Rep and Audio Active, which is an incredible organisation that works with young people using music for social change and development.
What kind of stories are people telling?
Well, the stories are based on the theme of the Everyday Epic, which is Kate's theme of the festival.
That's Kate Tempest.
That is Kate Tempest, yes. What a G. And we have been working with loads of different practitioners, whether they're spoken word artists or playwrights, as well as like hip-hop artists, who have come down and led sessions to help people kind of to pull out what their everyday epic is.
Can't think, can't drink, can't sleep, can't walk, can hardly talk, falling on this sidewalk. In the gutter I lie, warm, cosy lies. No, I didn't fall, there's no problem here at all. Now the darkness falls where I fell. Who knows what truth there is to tell? And sleep, the drinking thinkers sleep.
I've been sitting in on your session this afternoon,
yeah.
And there's a really great atmosphere in the room. There's a real buzz and people are sharing their stories. How would you describe the kind of feeling that you're getting from the group?
It's really beautiful. Like, to share stories, I think it's a powerful thing. And I think we understand what our role is within the world when we hear a story that we can relate to and connect to. Well, yeah, they're being really, really honest with their tales. And I think we don't have enough of that. And that's something what this project is doing, is being like, if we can share our stories and be honest with one another, we can understand each other just a little bit more. But what people are doing is a really brave thing. Like, what you're saying is, if you are being honest, that sometimes opens yourself up to be vulnerable. And so within this room, there is an incredible feeling of support and bravery when doing this project.
My name's Aidy, and I come here because I've never done anything like this before in my whole entire life. And to be perfectly honest with you, I fancied challenging myself. So I kind of felt that this would be a good process for me to go through, to learn a bit about myself and to, yeah, challenge myself and get out of my comfort zone, really.
My name's Craig. I've been writing for years, and Kate's theme, The Everyday Epic, really fired me up. I feel everyone's got a story to tell. This has given us a platform to ignite that energy and excitement from turning an everyday epic into the here and now. And I've got empowerment from it and seeing other people get set alight by, you know, creativity.
So, hi, my name's Nu. I guess mostly I was inspired to get involved and do something in the festival, really. And obviously with Kate Tempest bringing the everyday epic and the opportunity for people to see and receive art in different ways, that inspired me, and I wanted to be part of that, to take it to the streets and let people have free art. It's amazing. I think it's a great idea, and I'm really proud to be a part of it.
Hi, I'm Chris. I love writing. I've written for a long time, but getting up and performing has always scared me. In the first session, I was in the corners, and I wouldn't say boo to a goose. But we're going, 7-8 weeks now? And now I'm getting up and reading my stuff out, and it's brilliant. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, just for myself being a writer, I can get one-dimensional and hearing other people's stuff, learning things like, you know, of getting a skeleton of a story or a poem or spoken word down, and then getting the meat around it. I've learnt that here, and different aspects of the way we perform it and the way that we can act and tell our story. But really simple, but also really sort of encouraging and yeah, really getting a buzz from coming.
It's a great mix of people that come here and are part of this. Like, you know, some people have written for years. Other people, this is their absolute first time of writing anything. So it's inspiring for me to be around everybody and finding, when I'm feeling insecure about stuff I've written, that everybody's feeling insecure. So you kind of find a bravado, a family kind of energy in these rooms, and that's why I love it. And also I love the fact that Steph has sorted out that every week we get somebody else coming in, somebody new coming in who has something different to offer us and something different to help us develop, whether it be performance skills or actual writing skills. So, yeah.
You're going to be performing this in public to an audience of people in Brighton and Hove who are probably just going to stumble upon you and not even be aware of what's going on. What would you like an audience to gain or learn from this?
I reckon empowerment, sharing with people that the everyday epic is not just the everyday epic, so to speak, that there is a journey, there is excitement in life, and for people to get creative themselves, yeah. To think that the average Joe's done a course like this and delivered it to the public, that they can write, they can get artistic, that they've got a story to tell. So really for me it was just getting across that everyone's got it, let's all do it together, very similar to how Kate's put it across really, but yeah, just empowerment really.
I'd like to surprise the audience, you know, we're going to be popping up and they're going to be going about their everyday biz, and apart from what Craig said, which I think is absolutely brilliant and absolutely right, just shocking people out of the everyday, you know. We're just going down to the local shops and suddenly there's somebody reading poetry, there's somebody telling a story, and just, yeah, getting a buzz out of it.
There are going to be quite a few poignant ones and touching ones that I'm sure are going to be delivered whilst being out there. And for me, it's kind of giving the general public, if you like, a bit more of an understanding and something that they wouldn't ordinarily listen to or hear. And if that can, you know, raise an awareness around whatever that might be, well, then that's got to be a wonderful thing, in my opinion.
I'm terrified of the actual performance part, if I'm honest with you.
I can imagine.
It's you know, to me, I can only liken it to busking. So hopefully people will be able to stop. We'll have a couple of minutes. It won't take long, you know. But hopefully they will have the time just to stop and you know, share our stories with us.
I've obviously seen from what you've been telling me today that it's a fantastically supportive atmosphere and it's inspired all of you really clearly, and you're hoping it's going to inspire the audience. Where do you think you might go after May has finished creatively as a result of doing this?
Blimey, myself, I have no clue, but I've made a little promise to myself a little while ago that anything that's kind of put in my path or presented to me, I'm going to try it at least 3 times, and then if I like it, continue with it. So whatever's, in answer to your question, if anything's presented to me, I'm going to give it a go and see what happens, really. So, yeah, my mind is fully much open to this sort of thing.
Yeah, I think for myself, it's definitely continue writing, different courses, even be a facilitator of a course, you know, maybe some youngsters, 16 to 25s, share my experience there, but definitely sharing this experience with other people is at the forefront of my creativity in doing the course, yeah, definitely.
I'd like to explore theatre a little bit more. This is my first sort of year of doing anything like this, and it's got my interest, and I could see myself doing something else.
And that's the Storytelling Army, and you'll find them at various venues around Brighton over the last week of the festival.
Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb. The only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.